Good afternoon, honorable members. I've got only one apology from Honorable Fandaleva. She apologized that she is unable to attend the meeting because she has other commitments to attend to. Thank you
very much. Okay, I'd like to send an apology on behalf of the DG who cannot be here today.
Okay. No, the teacher was not expected actually, because we're dealing with minutes, internal issues, more than any other thing. I think we do understand. Thanks, Mr. Wilson. Lovisa continues to be off sick. I think she's out of the hospital. I spoke to her last week. I promised that we'll, some of us, those who are available will go to visit. I think Babu Quick did pay a visit together with the doctor. Yeah. So some of us who are available can do so. She's improving by day. And I hope that things go well with her. There's something in the bone marrow, but they managed to cut something out. We hope that there's nothing with this. We continue checking. At the moment, it's still TB of the bone marrow. Yes. But we're hoping that it doesn't develop to, you know, other things. We must continue praying for her so that she recovers fully. Lemohoros, I don't know if there's someone, anybody who has contact with her, because I've tried to send SMSs, I've tried to call. Last time I spoke to Sema Baxter, you did talk to her. She was much better. Yeah.
Pleasantly much better, because you know we were all scared when one day he had a phone.
We also wish her to recover. I hope that she recovered fully too. Because you know last year she wasn't so close. Otherwise, those are the apologies, and I don't know because I can't get hold of her. Tando can't get hold of her, so we'll keep on trying. We don't know what's really going on, but we'll keep on trying.
Let's hope you're not regret.
Yes, yes, we hope so. Okay. Otherwise, thank you very much. Those are the apologies. May we then continue with our minutes. Starting with the minutes of the 22nd of May. Oh my goodness, I forgot something. May I also use this opportunity to welcome Ma'am Brenda Mabatu. I think most of us will remember her as the Deputy Commissioner in the ITEC. Her contract was not renewed. Fortunately, she applied here in Parliament, and I was surprised when I was told that she's our new content advisor. With her qualifications, I think she suits the position, and I hope that we really get to drink from that well of wisdom that she has. I think she has necessary papers. They've really put down her qualifications, and I think with that we can learn a lot from her. I was just talking to her that she needs to be closer to me so that I'm able also to learn a lot from her, and I think that should be the same with all other members. We should also make use of her experience in the ITEC and the fact that part of what she studies actually had to do with what she was doing. So it was important that we use her from time to time so that she shares with us the knowledge that she has. We want to welcome her to this committee. This is the Family of Economic Development Portfolio Committee. We hope that you'll gel well with us. We are quite a funny team. Get along very well. No complexities. Just brothers and sisters who understand that they are on the same mission of serving the people. And the more you impart knowledge to them, to us, the more we serve our people better. Because with knowledge, we can be able to serve better. Welcome and thank you for having interest in the work of the committee. We want to welcome you. Okay, I'm still many heads of the family. I was still introducing her as the new baby of the committee. And then we have members of the committee, Mama Baso. We have, I think you know most of them. There are very few that have joined us after you've been with us. I think it's the honorable members on this side and one member, two members from this side. We have Ubaku Babaza. Ubaku Babaza is a member here, like Comitin, also serves in the trade and industry. Ubaku Ntula, I think you met him before, is our whip too. Unfortunately, he can only serve in one committee, just like myself. And then we have Ubaku Mabasa there, your half brother from another mother. He also serves in the Trade and Industry Committee. And then we have the last one of this committee. Oh, Nyambizu Baba Nje, Nyamshunipa, Oba, Pelela, Ne Parliament is a Shunipa. Oba Bushenwa, who also serves in the Sports, Sports Committee. He's one of the leaders of the IFP. The other set I've mentioned are in the NC. Yes. He's young, but he's already in the NEC office, but very ambitious young boy. I'll skip the rest and then go to Ubaku. Urang Panisha Oland. Ubaku Ngonyama is also the deputy president of COPE. Yes, he serves in other committees. He's also the leader of COPE. And then we have what's going on? She's a small one. I don't like it when they're together, because then they show their true colors when they're together. Okay. She also serves in the water committee on water and environment. And then we have Ubaku Mubu, our lordship. For that. You can't do that. Huh? This is the month of peace, love, you know. You can't do that. Obabu Mubu is representing DA. He's serving in the, solely serving in the committee now. He used to serve in the in other committees before. Then we have Mr. Hussein, who, oh, Mr. Mubu is also in the national executive of the DA. So they just promoted him. Yeah. They want to make it difficult for us, but they won't survive. Mr. Hussein, he's the leader of the DA in the KwaZulu-Natal, the provincial chair, yes. He's now also in the NEC. Or you, by virtue of being the provincial chair, you're in the NEC. Okay. You know, I'm saying this because I'm learning. It's a way of, you know, expressing my understanding of how your party functions. Yes. And you might correct me if I'm wrong, somehow. As much as you understand how the ANC operates, we need to also understand how you operate. Yes. Because outside you that, we are all members of parliament. So that is the team. And then you met Kando. Did you meet the committee assistant? Okay. Yes, I'm called Kamalaga. Aman. I'm very bad with names. Yes, please. I'm just like that. Aman, your son. Yes. Her son's name is Amanda. Yes. This one is Amanda. So we also have people from the PMG. This the parliamentary monitoring. Is it a group?
Group, yeah.
How many? Group of how many people?
Just an NGO that was set up by some NGOs to monitor parliament.
Okay, let me know what I wanted to say. Because you'll be saying I'm launching again. No, it's okay. PMG. They are always in our meeting. I haven't been, you know, following what they write about our committee. There is high time that I follow what you write so that I can see whether you are writing correct things or not.
In fact, this year again, members have got access to PMG website.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever complaint, any comment you have, you can just just forward it.
Okay.
In the disclaimer, it's not a true reflection of the minutes. If they want the minutes, they must come to Parliament.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's true. But, you know, our challenge is that we don't have access normally. You know, the IT section still, I think they've sort of reorganized the IT in Parliament. So it's been a mess. I think since last year I'm not able to even access my own email. So that's how bad it is. So you'll pardon us if we don't frequent your website, but we will try to do so. Thank you very much. And then the gentleman that is from the department, I think you know him, or Mr. Williams. He joined after you, perhaps after you have left. Were we not with you when you visited their offices,
no?
You were not yet
there.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I think that's a very long introduction. But in a nutshell, we just wanted to say welcome to the committee, and we wish you all the best. May we then continue to the minutes of the 22nd? This minute was circulated last week. Yeah? Thank you. 22nd of May. So our meeting with the with ICC here with Charmaine van der Merwe, the parliamentary legal person who was workshopping us on the ICC Act, if you recall well. This is just the minutes of what transpired that day. But remember, we did, the minutes did not have many details that they have today. And because of that, we had to take them back. But outside that, if you recall well, they were saying, this member said, and we said, no. Members can't be corporate verbatim here. We need to really scale that down. That was another reason why the minutes were taken back for correction. I don't know if members have anything to say on the minutes. I'm noting Member Mugu, Member Ose, Member Kwaza.
Chair, thank you, Chair. Well, the minutes were basically a correction of a set of minutes. This is what it is about, except of course the short presentation. And so what this minute reflects are the changes we made previous minutes. But I think I personally think that it's a correct reflection because these are the things that we shall get in that meeting. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Chairperson, I'm not very sure whether I'll be out of order. There's an issue. It's not a correction, Chair. Absolutely not. I agree with the minute. But it's part of the minute. Point 2.1 is discussion. I just want to raise an area which I think the committee needs to follow up. One is in the first paragraph. I'm not sure whether I didn't understand well what Advocate Van der Merwe was saying, where it says that the new agency, CIFA, is accommodated in the ITC Act. I don't quite know whether perhaps it's a matter that we need to follow up. How an old act accommodates a new agency that's just informed. And that, of course, whatever clause was there was simply transplanted or rather, whatever a clause is there it is taken that as it was referring to the old two agencies that were merged, equally it means it accommodates this new one, the merged one now. So I have a little bit of that confusion, and I think we need to clear that. The second issue on the same page is the
can I accept you? Yes. Because you said you don't have a problem with me.
Yes.
Can we adopt them and then come out, come with a meta supervisor? And then you can then decide discuss it under meta supervisor. Can we allow that? Okay. What will do we?
Yeah, it's on a paragraph 2. I mean, point 2 presentation. There's a reputation of them. We began by informing the committee that began by informing, I think you have to take it out. Covered
so that as and when we hold them to account, we need to continuously reflect. Because their mandate informs our oversight to remember that. So it is very important that we get clarity in as far as that is concerned. I agree with you, Babu Kwabaza, that we need really to, because the ministry or the department promised us an amendment bill. You know, when we requested for a list of possible bills to be presented since 2010, we've been given one was IDC, two were Competition Commission, three was ITEC. Yes, those are the three that I remember well. But none of them came, Mr. Williams. Even last year in the first term, when the minister addressed us, he did allude to the fact. But still, we're still waiting for the relevant bill. Because it was amendment of the ITEC Act, amendment of the of the ITC Act, and also the amendment of the amended bill of the 2009 Competition Authorities Act. So those are still outstanding, and our term is finishing this year. In essence, December, after December, we'll be coming in to look at any other thing. So it means we fail to even consider one single legislation at this committee. We've never considered any legislation at this committee. So we understand it's a new ministry, certain things that they're still looking at. But it can't be new forever, Ms. Ola. I think we need to speed up some of the issues.
This chief, I will definitely bring that to the attention of my principal.
Okay, I think we agree that we must look into that. Maybe in our next engagement with the department, which is on the 19th, according to the draft program. That is the fourth term program. We're supposed to be meeting with them on the 19th. Yes, I should say the 19th. Please, let's remember to bring this up ever for us. Thank you. Thanks for raising those issues. May we then go to the minutes of the 28th of August. That's my best demand. Right foot, I'm not supposed to be considering it. Yeah. Interesting. That's on the right hand. We take them as red. Anything on page one? Can you look at the agenda on top? It will indicate to you what was the meeting all about. And it will make it easier for you then to understand the content there. Babu Shengwa, Babu Mabasa.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 2, at the top, I think that should read the acting DG.
And unfortunately, this makes me to link to the 22nd of May, but I noticed that the spelling of Member Hussein differs from the one register to the other, not the actual register, but the tabulating of the names, just so that we note that correctly.
Also note that it's comfortable with that. I think that needs to be corrected, Andrew.
On that note, it must be independent as well.
Independent, okay. Any other? We are analyzing. Babu Ngonyama, that was on a lighter note. Can you come there? I take it that you agree with the minutes. Hey, just hang on a little mom, Taylor, I'm Taylor. Hey, you know my thing. Okay, let's do that. Can we go back to the minutes? Are we satisfied with them? Can we see, get a mover? Any second, okay, one second. Matter arising? Empower Tech, when is it coming back? I think, Mama, can make sure that Empower Tech comes back? Because there were issues outstanding that we're supposed to discuss on. Are we satisfied? Next minute, that of the 18th of September, also taken a break. Are we okay? That's my mother's best demand. Even worse is the day after my mother's birthday. I'm strategically doing that. Yes, I thought the next one is my, oh my gosh, my granddaughter's month, birthday month.
The family
affair. Huh? The family affair, yes.
On page 2,
yes.
I think that's
on page 2, she has the same applied concept that you put
acting. The acting DG, okay. Let's say this must apply to all areas where you put the DG. Yes. Thank you, Proxima. Oh, you're fine. Okay. Okay. Are we all okay?
Yes.
Can we then get a mover? Babu Ngonyama, were you present? No. Okay. Babu Ngonyama moves, seconded by Babu Kobaza. Thank you very much. Matters arising. Yes, Mr. Vincent. I remember you coming to me, and I did acknowledge the fact that Andrew said we received those responses. Can you come back again? Because I remember our last conversation, me and you, we said we must circulate them to members. Yeah.
Another member said I did receive the written responses that were requested by the community, but I didn't receive the document containing the property of the
I know the issue of the companies is quite a dicey one. Last time we had even to involve our legal people, parliamentary legal advisors, for us to obtain a list of companies from the IDC. That's before you came in, still saying. And they consequently did that. I think it's just a matter of reminding people that they have a responsibility. But then they raise also an issue, which is, to me, sometimes I understand it. You know, you raise, sometimes you disclose certain, the names of certain companies that do not want their names to be disclosed, because of certain reasons that are legal in nature. How do you force people to do that? And we came to then an agreement to the IDC that where such, what is the IDC then, yes, where we have such, you know, a challenge, I think we have to agree that we wait until the legal issues, you know, are completed. Then that we can then, afterwards we can proceed. But they must disclose also to us some of those issues so that we understand we are not kept in the dark. That was an understanding that we had. So in this case, I think we must be able then to follow up correctly. I don't know whether you did follow up that panel and what was the response.
I contacted IDC regarding the list of the companies, and the last time I spoke with them, the CEO was going to call to speak with you regarding the matter. I'm not sure whether he called you.
No. I think I met the CEO in one conference. It was for that other issue that we were resolving. It wasn't about this one. He spoke to me, but it was on another matter, not this one. For this one, I think, let's take it that is still outstanding. Then I will, together with Tando now, commit to deal with it. Can we leave it at that? Put it as part of the resolutions on matters arising. Okay.
Please call me to order if I am. But the matter I want to, because the matter I want to raise might sound new, but it is related to paragraph 2 on page 3. Towards the end of that paragraph, I think it's the last sentence, starting with economic development agreement was made through a steering committee meeting with the Western Cape. To discuss the development of an agreement with the furniture industry. I'm particularly raising that issue because we need to follow it up. The reason why I made a particular reference to it is that last year, in the course of doing constituent work, we found that there are shops that are importing furniture. Shops as much as a Macro, for instance. And I raise this issue because furniture is one of the identified sectors in give up and new growth path. And if I'm not mistaken, there is some incentive from government, I'm not sure whether from the ETI or economic development with regard to the furniture industry. Now, of course, if they continue to import furniture, then it raises questions about our objective of local manufacturing and job creation. Thank you.
Just a follow-up on this one here. That the same when we had a presentation by the committee, I said I did ask a similar question. More or less the same concern that members of us is raising, asking about their relationship with ITEC, because we know that there are not been investigations on what's coming in the country and going out illegally. But under the rules, there should be some working relationship for them to say, please assist us in this area. So I'm not sure as to, they could be, affected. That we don't do this, but there's another agency doing that. If you pass over information to say we have problems here, because it's not an provide information if people are complying with the agreement.
Yeah, I think sometimes these things are taken as by the way issues. The work, silo working is continuous even after we have come up with this particular intervention or policy intervention. Unfortunately, departments, they don't stick to one another. They stick to what they mandated to do. If, whatever that they're doing spills over to another, is that other one still is not there. Even when they report, they don't feel ashamed to say, no, that's not in our area. They don't say this is how we attempted to collaborate in order to deal with this problem. They would always say, unfortunately, that somebody else's terrain is not ours. That's how they operate. I know that we've been asking the questions, and you have been persistently asking such questions, but we don't seem to be getting, you know, a sign, commitment to say we are willing to work together, irrespective of the clustering of, you know, the work of government. You know, they were clustered for a particular purpose, but that clustering doesn't seem to be working. And I think we have all the framework in this country that deals with coordination, cooperation. But unfortunately, we are not using it. So I don't know how are we going to ensure that we foster this thing to happen. Otherwise, we'll have accords and accords that are not going to have any teeth. I mean, if we sign accords where every stakeholder is present, committing that this is how we're going to be doing things. And then they go back to their cocoons and start doing things the same old way. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve the people. How are we going to do that? And how do we monitor that? That's another challenge. So I think it's up to the committee to then recommend best ways of, you know, either monitoring or us improving on the on our oversight role in a fight that is concerned. Mr. Sen, you want to say something? You keep on. Okay. Babu Mabasa? Babu Mabasa?
Yes, I just wanted to say again, perhaps what the committee might have to do is to look at, to go back to NGGP and look at the sectors that have been identified and see whether we can not arrange public hearings for some of them so that we get to know how have they responded to the issues that relate to local manufacturing, local procurement, job creation, and so on. I don't know whether we dare have enough time to do that. Maybe we should select a couple of very strategic ones and yeah, we can report. That could be one of the proposals. That's one of the proposals we might want to take.
Thanks, Colleague Chair. Another one parallel or complementing what Colleague Wabazai is suggesting would be the fact that we are very close to going to our annual, what we call it, by the strategic meeting.
Okay.
That we research properly. You know, we identify this as a challenge so that we also say one of the tasks of the strategic workshop is to come out with a problematic solution. So, thanks.
Okay. Babu,
yeah, thanks, Chairperson. I do agree with the members, but I think the department is supposed to tell us about their operational plan. How are they monitoring this? How is this accord implemented? Because if before we go to the hearings, let us get the department first telling us. Because the hearings is just to check whether the department was telling us the correct response.
I think, remember, we tried to call the NETLEC for that particular purpose, just to check as to how do they follow up on the various accords. And it did come back to us, if you recall, well, we battled a lot to get to them. Until I met the Alistair who indicated that it's very difficult because this is a process that is run by the department. So after that, after getting that, I think I agree with the whip that it's the department's responsibility to ensure that these accords are implemented as they are, and then to monitor their implementation and report to the committee on a quarterly basis, if possible, on how, you know, are they progressing in terms of their implementation. Secondly, I also agree that perhaps we should also check on ourselves, for ourselves actually, whether there's any progress made, or is this thing that, you know, you get the agreements, get signed, and become the end of the beginning, you see. So we have to follow that up, because I know that also the Minister of Trade and Industry, what you call them, identified certain areas where they, where areas for incentivizing. So I think that is a way of encouraging also the sectors to come in and become, you know, part of the play. I think we also need to maybe a joint oversight on that with the trade and industry and some of these sectors. Because we know which sectors, the NGP identifies job drivers per sector, and we know which are those sectors, very, very crucial, especially the automotive sector, the agriculture sector, mining, those mostly are have to do with the manufacturing, most of them. But it seems like there's too much aiming that is taking place instead of actual actioning of some of the, or putting into practice or implementing those accords. But I think we need, as committee perhaps, or committees, to chip in and see how best we assist the process. It is, because they are saying they can't afford the what do they call it? The labor language. What's the labor language in terms of the basic conditions of employment? Yes, the wage minimum wage agreement, sectoral determination. Yes, they don't agree with that. I mean, I think KwaZulu-Natal you had last few weeks what they were saying about. And unfortunately, most of these factories are in the KZN. And I'm glad that both of you come from KZN. No naming and shaming, please. Only the principal for now. I think that should be a way forward. I don't know what other members feel on the issue. That we request the department to brief us on the progress made in terms of the implementation of the accord. Secondly, that we also check whether there's any progress in terms of what our intervention on incentivizing good practices are concerned, whether there's anything that is progressing or coming, okay? Thirdly, that also as parliamentary committees, we do our part to assist the situation through either the very same public hearings, check whether there's anything that is happening, because we can't do more than that, except to hear what people are saying and then to question time. them if they don't have knowledge on this incentive. Also, to conscientize the department on some of the issues that the sectors are raising. I don't know if you agree with that. Do you agree? Thank you. Did we by the way adopt this minute? Yes, okay. May we then go to the next minute, which is the minute of the 23 October.
Which birthday is this one?
I told you it's my granddaughter. Both of them. Oh, you also have that there. And the next one is my daughter's birthday month. Okay. I can't second that because I wanted to propose that the minutes related to the B-triple R is that the reason being, actually all of them, the reason is on page 2. You realize that this minute do not have, you know, the details. Whereas there's a lot that we discussed during those meetings. And this is a very important process that you cannot just refer to full presentation, full details contained in the report. But at the same time, while we do so, we cannot just leave out the discussion and come to the resolution. Because, you see, when a presentation is made, there are certain issues that are isolated by members or that are raised by members. One, for clarity seeking. Two, it might be for advice or for just members input into the. Thirdly, it might be for wanting to put in their views with an aim of influencing the direction that the department or that institution should take. So we cannot just take that for granted and say we leave it out like that. So I'm therefore saying that we bring that into the minutes, but this, if we are to put it into a report, the report must reflect what transpired in the meeting, what was discussed in the meeting, and what was discussed in the meeting will then inform the resolution of or recommendations of this committee. So that even when we are not there, after years we've left Parliament, whoever comes back to the minutes will have an understanding as of what was discussed in the committee in that meeting and where these resolutions are based on. I think that is the premise based on my recommendation. Babu, Mr. Desi, Babu Mugu.
Yeah,
Yeah, following on your comment, do we need just above point four, above the question that we chose in the presentation are contained in the annual report? But the department was here to present their report. They have their own thinking, and the discussions of the committee is another thinking as well. So do we really need this? Because that was the purpose of the day. In other words, we say, go and read the report for yourself. So I'm not sure if we really need this paragraph.
Okay.
But the discussion is actually about this presentation here, the decision.
Yeah, I think Tando was trying to be short and so that you don't waste time, much time in the meeting, considering the minutes. But unfortunately, left the essential part of the minutes, and we agreed that we cannot do that, and that because she says that is represented by this sentence. That she put here. Mr. Temugu.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to say what she just said, but maybe also suggest that report be considered as part of the report that we are going to be considering.
Mm-hmm.
That the report be considered as part of the report that we are considering on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting. Tomorrow, the agenda says we have got adoption of reports that are not considered and adopting them. And so I'm saying, this report that's fair to hear, why can't you consider it along with the reports that are outstanding in terms of adoption?
Remember that when you are asked a question related to the report, the minutes must authenticate that, isn't it?
Yes, but I mean the minutes.
So we are saying the minutes when they come back. I don't understand. Maybe I'm failing to understand what you're saying.
I think maybe we're talking on top of each other. I cannot find. My contention was that maybe this report that is referred to here, mm-hmm. in this sentence, mm-hmm. be discussed. And of course, I'm saying that there must be a connection between the minutes and that report. But what we have here is an abbreviation. Just a reference, which actually, but it's first a report. So, if that, why can't we just then, yes, why can't that be then an appendix for this minute?
The there was a presentation on the report, and there was a discussion. There were issues that were isolated out of the report, as discussed by members.
Where is that report then?
I think that was an oversight from Utando, because that normally becomes part of the minute, so that it becomes part of the things that you adopt. You see? Because when we consider the reports that you're going to be considering tomorrow, those reports must tally with what appears in the minute, because they would be saying what you already said in the minute, confirming what you said in the minute, although the reports will be much more detailed. Yes. So that we don't have a report that is in isolation. Because here, and this is referring to the annual report of the entity, you see, which does not isolate issues as they are. She has told me that she has put some of the issues in the report. What I said to her is to extract those issues from the report, put them here, so that you can officially adopt the minutes as the correct reflection of what transpired that day. And agree that this is what was discussed. These are the issues that were isolated out of the whole presentation, and we adopted like that. Because this is a BRRR report. Those who are in the workshop understand the importance of the BRRR report, because it's supposed to influence certain things. So if our report is not clear, if people want to argue, say for instance, you've taken a resolution on this, but we don't understand. Can we go to your minutes just to try and understand what you are trying to say in your recommendation? Where will they find that? They won't find it in the minutes, and they will come and say, but you're faking this thing because you didn't even discuss it in the meeting. It was not even appearing in your minutes. Do you understand the implications of what of actually not having that in appearing in the minutes? Yeah. Okay. So this then affects all the rest of the minutes that we're going to be considering. I would then request that we withdraw them. We ask Tando to withdraw just for that correction. She had everything captured in the report. It's just a matter of taking that and putting it here. Then we agree. And I'm hoping that by tomorrow it will be ready. They will be ready because we're considering the report. Yeah. Members, are you saying anything?
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I took on my coffee. Now I think they're letting me about to go.
Are you saying worry?
No.
Nothing wrong in that.
Not work.
You know, it symbolizes your age group. Okay.
So,
just the eve of Valentine. Just a day to go. Yes.
When this person is in the future, by the time Mr. Hussein is very tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Tando, Sibrenda will be helping you. Please let me make sure which my copies are ready. Members, tomorrow afternoon they are available. They want to go and press their suits and shave. When the haircut, you can see it's ready. And makeup, yes. So people are going to ready themselves, including your chair. Going to make ourselves ready for the Valentine's Day. This year we're going on a Valentine's Day. We have an appointment at day with the president at 19 hours on this day, the 14th of February. Lover's paradise. Wait to see. So
they'll be very careful with the statement. It goes very far.
Look at my age, yeah? Look at my age. There's nothing to do with that far. And look at my hands.
No, it's a...
It doesn't.
I was going to say a joke, but then...
Please say it.
I'm in a minority.
Yes. And you are in the very
in between.
I can see that. Be careful of what you say, because you see that hand of Mabas beginning to play, and I'm worried. Colleagues, thank you very much. Let's meet them tomorrow at 9:30. And as I said, I gave my apologies for the morning. I'm just going for the doctor's appointment, the specialist appointment. Babu Julie will start the meeting. Commence with the meeting. I'll join the meeting.
Thank you.